USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
COVID-era unemployment programs established by the CARES Act expires in a lot of states today, affecting nearly 9 million people. The Biden administration has called on states to use emergency coronavirus funds to provide more money to the millions across the country who are still without jobs. This, as many small business owners complain, the government's handing out of money is keeping workers on the couch and out of the workforce. The August jobs report on Friday says unemployment dipped 0.2%, but only 12% of jobs went to women. Using brand-new U.S.-provided military weapons and gear and clothing, the Taliban said on Monday they have taken control of Panjshir province. That's north of Kabul, Afghanistan. It's reported as the last holdout of anti-Taliban forces in the country. Also Monday, six passenger jets are being blocked from taking off with U.S. citizens. Some are reporting the U.S. State Department is blocking the planes. President Biden remains on vacation. USA Radio News.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Politics and masks, Dan Araki explains.
As debates continue in school districts across the country over mask mandate policies, Dr. Ashish Shah says that those conversations have become overly politicized. The dean of the Brown University School of Public Health tells Fox News that there's strong evidence that masking can be part of a larger strategy to reduce the virus's spread in schools.
This is unnecessarily political, and I don't really understand why it has become so. What I say about kids and masking is that the evidence clearly leans towards the masking being helpful in preventing infections, preventing spread. It's not bomb-proof. The evidence is strong, but not, I would say, overwhelming. But the bottom line is that it should be part of a broader package. If you just do masking, probably not enough. But if we have testing in schools, if we improve ventilation, we get adults vaccinated, it is absolutely possible to get every child back to school full-time safely this fall. We shouldn't be turning these things into political battles. We should be looking at the data and then driving policy based on that.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
New reports Monday morning say six passenger jets are being blocked and prevented from taking off at the Kabul airport in Afghanistan. The reports say the jets are filled with U.S. citizens and her Afghan allies. Tennessee Congresswoman Republican Diana Harshberger says President Biden staying on vacation with all this chaos is not what a leader does.
No, this is the time for him to be on the job 100%. We have people still in Afghanistan. They won't let our planes leave. This is it's a travesty of the worst kind. You know, he's prioritizing his vacation over the lives of American citizens. You know, he kept his promises to the Taliban, and he's breaking his promises to Americans to get them out. And God only knows what will happen if they can't get out.
With President Biden out of the picture, Representative Harshberger on Fox News says Vice President Kamala Harris is also MIA.
Well, I haven't seen her. I haven't seen her really publicly. I haven't seen her on Capitol Hill or at the White House. I haven't seen Joe Biden. And, you know, they want to go vacation. She's more concerned about campaigning for Gavin Newsom than she is taking care of the border crisis. You know, who is in charge? That's the question that I have, as well as many of my colleagues. Who is in charge? Who's pulling the strings? Because all people want to know is for someone to be accountable, and we need to be reassured. That's the bottom line. The American people need to be reassured that they're taking care of business, and they can't do it.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.